I'm just on my way to interview Congo Natty and his All-Stars. Hold on, here we go. Hi, thank you. Hi everyone.
She just wanted a little quick chat to you. This is Dolores.
Nice to meet you.
This is Congo.
Hi Congo.
Tell him what you need.
I'm just a local reporter. I work for the Brixton Block. I'm already recording it because I'm doing a more of a natural sort of interview.
Okay.
How do you feel being here today? Like, quite highly billed as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of in two spirits because my friend Tenafly was supposed to be with us today, and we're going to honour him today because he passed about a few weeks ago. Seeing that's Tenafly. A great artist, a special friend, you know, we've done a lot of work together and we were all supposed to perform together as UK All-Stars. So today we're going to make a tribute for him. So on that level it's kind of a sad day, but it's also a special day because whenever we can get to play music, you know, anywhere in the world and spread a love and spread a message, it's important for us. So to do it in our hometown, London,
yeah,
it's blessed today.
Well, that's really a nice tribute to your friend, actually.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry about you losing your friend. Yeah. It's a really important part of the band, part
of what man, we do. Tenafly is, you know, from Brixton, and he was a part of Coxon Sound System. And then he
moved. The Giants.
Yeah, and then he moved on and started to do recordings with Rebel MC. And he had a lot of hits with Rebel and then moved into the jungle world. And, you know, he progressed and progressed, and he was one of the most phenomenal MCs to come out of the UK, you know?
Yeah. So you feel quite honoured to know him as well.
Yeah, man, it's a privilege to know him. And
I'm sure he felt the same way about you.
Yeah, we had a good relationship, man. Do you know what I mean? We met in 1990 and
you're sad.
Yeah?
You're sad.
I am sad.
Yeah, I can see that.
Because he's a really good friend. And he would be in here right now with bare sunshine, good vibes, good energy. But he's still here in spirit.
It's a nice day. It's a good vibe.
Yeah. And it's good to see, you know, man, like the fact that Lee Scratch Perry is just there. That's his changing room just there. Toots and the Maytals is just there. So I'm amongst my fathers in music, and it's an honour to really be in the same environment as them.
How does it feel? Because they know you as well. How do you feel? How does that make you feel, like thinking these greats know you?
Well, I'm just, I'm still in awe of these giants, because for me they're musical giants, and without them I wouldn't be here, you know?
Yeah. So they were your influence when you were growing 100%,
up. The Rastafari movement in Jamaica has been the main influence why I make music, you know, and who I am, the man who you see in front of you today.
I'm very happy to see, actually.
I give thanks and praise, you know, sister, to be here, because life is very dread in Babylon. We go through a lot of tribulation. There's a lot of things that people don't really understand, being a musician, what you go through. It's not all what you see on the Facebook and
well, all the glamour.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of tears, there's a lot of bloodshed, there's a lot of madness, there's a lot of
and practice, because you have to put you're not just out there go, I'm going to be an artist. You've put in years into this.
You put your life into it.
Yeah.
You know, it's your life. It is your life. And sometimes your personal life suffers because you have to do this work here. This work is a mission.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we don't
so
stop.
It can affect your family relationships and friends and
many,
stuff.
Many artists can't even have a proper home life because
that's sad.
It is a sad thing. I mean, I give thanks that I've managed to walk the thin line. So I do have a beautiful family, and I really love the fact that I can go home, push the key in my door, and then I've got my children and my wife and just a beautiful environment at home.
So you do that sort of, you've actually got the work, play, family balance correct?
100%, 100%. And I've got my children, some of my children are here today performing with us.
Brilliant.
So they're part of the team, they're part of the works, what I'm doing.
So you're passing your talents on?
100%, 100%. It's all about, for me, it's all about the youths.
Yeah.
It's all about what we can do for them, you know? And the more we can do for them, It's the best.
So it's not just music, it's like mentoring and giving people, you know, what's the word? 100%.
100%. It's, look, we had spiritual leaders that we didn't get to meet. Bob Marley, Peter Tosh, Bruce Lee, John Lennon, right? These people changed music and they changed the way people, you know, thought about music and thought about life and living their life. So what we can do now is try and be something for the youths them, because the youths them are going through a great tribulation, you know, great tribulation they're going through, but at the same time there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
You know, and there's something positive for them, and music is, for us, I always say it's the saviour. You know, it saved my life and I'm sure it's going to save lots of people's lives, you know what I mean?
You're a lovely man.
One love, sister.
Thank you so much for this interview.
Bless.
Listen, I hope you have a great set. Is that what you call it?
Yeah, set, for real. That's
okay,
the word.
Look at me, I'm a
word
new...
Word sound, that's the word sound.
Okay,
yeah.
We'll have a great time.
Thank you.
Really lovely to meet you, like an honour. By the way, where were you? You were from South East London?
Nah, Tottenham.
Oh, a Tottenham
yeah,
boy.
Tottenham boy.
Okay, yeah. Well, you've done Tottenham proud.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
One love. God bless.
I just wanted to ask you one more question before we left. I said goodbye, but I've come back. We're talking about like the youth and everything. Like, how do you feel about like the young people now? And I'm sure that's what I was trying to get at. You know, what did you say to me when we closed down the
interview? I was saying really that the youth, you know, it's an important time for the youth. You know, we are at a crisis right now. Seeing, and we're at a crossroads, and we need all generations to come together, because what we live in a country where they've kind of broken down the family structure and they've kind of separated, divide and rule. So you find that a lot of the youths aren't amongst the elders, a lot of the elders aren't amongst the youths, but music brings us together, and this is the one thing we have left where we can all be on the same level and doing something that we feel is beautiful without even thinking about how old you are, how old that person is.
Yeah, it's, get rid of that.
It's a timeless thing. And for the children of now, they're the people of tomorrow. And I just want to give them as much encouragement as I can.
When you're out performing and, you know, you see your audience in front of you and you see all different ages, how does that make you feel?
I feel blessed, you know, I feel totally blessed, and each time you look out there and you see beautiful souls and you know that they're looking and searching and they want certain inspiration seen, and I just feel honoured that I can even be on stage.
I know you're really busy, you do your music and, you know, you've got your family. Do you spend any? Do you help mentor people? Do you meet groups of young people and tell them?
Yeah, we do different youth projects that we kind of self. You know, we do it for ourselves. We self fund it. We've got a label that we're trying to bring in new artists,
what's
new
it called?
Producers, Conga Natty.
Ah.
But we're starting a new label called Reparation Music, which is. In, you know, which is another revolutionary, inspirational vibration of reparation, because we've come to the point now where we need to discuss reparation and we need to talk about what reparation really means and incorporate again a whole new generation of musical youths and give them a platform to express themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, you mentioned a band. It did cross my mind. What was you were Rebel MC?
Yeah.
Ah, how were those days?
Yeah, man. That was just part of a beautiful time of my life.
Yeah.
And I give thanks and praise that I can still be here, and we're growing. We're like a tree planted by the rivers of water, so we bring forth fruit in due season. So.
Well, you definitely have, because you brought your children along. Yeah. Your fruit.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. So. You know, Rebel's here, you know, Conga Natty is here, you know, it's a vibration, you know.
Yeah, you're many different things.
Yeah, I think we all are.
Yeah.
I think we're all kind of multi-dimensional beings in one body, you know, just dealing with different things.
Do you know what? I've got her in the interview because we could just sit here all afternoon talking. You're a very interesting man.
One love.
Thank you so much.
One love.
What a guy. Yeah.